I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. 2 weeks after the Sri Lankan government declared victory over Tamil rebels, Operation Mobilization's George Verwer is elated that the war really does appear to be over. Believers are reaching out to help the refugees rebuild. But will there be relief for the persecuted church?
There's an element of Sri Lanka that's very fanatic Buddhist. They are persecuting Christians. They're burning churches down. So, you know, the Christians are not necessarily dancing in the street right now, and it looks like the persecution of Christians is going to continue and increase. A lot of misinformation has been spread about Christians.
Next, yesterday in North Osetia, Russian ministries dedicated and opened a new Christian ministry center. In an area filled with turmoil for the last several years, Sergei Rahuba says it was only through God that they were able to finish the center.
This is actually the miracle of God. When they started building that, it was right after the Beslan tragedy. We never thought that we would be able to finish it, you know, but God is the great God. So he sent us enough resources.
Russian ministries will use the center to minister to people of the area through training, outreach ministries, and a church. And SIM International is trying out new forms of gospel ministry, namely business-based ministries, or BBMs. They act as an example to believers and non-believers that a job and your relationship with Christ can go hand in hand while also providing for economic needs. Chicken farms and computer software companies are just two examples of existing BBMs. Though very different, SIM's strategic approach makes them both effective avenues for sharing the gospel. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. MNN is making available the DVD, A Child's Voice, a One Hope production. It's the story of a young man in Ghana who was miraculously changed by the power of God's Word. Get A Child's Voice at 1-800-995-4828, or you can click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.